Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
To God, and I could be wrong about this, but I'm almost positive I remember this song, one of the great songs ever, in a scene in the TV show Hunter. Now, I don't know how Hunter would have gotten the rights. I mean, it seems implausible, but that's my recollection.
I don't even know what the TV show Hunter is.
Oh, come on, James.
With Fred, was his name? Dyer?
Fred Dyer. Dwyer. Fred Dwyer, right?
Dyer.
Yeah, I got
it.
Was it Dyer or Dwyer?
Former Ram player.
Dude, how do you not know Hunter?
Never heard of it.
Wow.
I mean, should I have?
Yeah, you should have.
Like mid-80s.
Yeah, so of course, I mean, I was.
And James told me last week he's, you know, a man and all this stuff. And he's
I am a man. What does that have to do with?
Not a little bit of a youngin. No, just last week.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, but if you're 40, you should know Hunter.
Why? You're 3 years older than me. It seems like it was that window there. Well, like, man, what? Which I know Hunter. I should have been watching when I was 4 years old or whatever. Come on.
It's just, having lived this many years, you should have heard of Hunter by now. But
it doesn't seem like it's that.
Dude, the guy played football. He was a pro football player.
So what?
He was one of Sam Malone's. He was one of Sam Malone's friends in Cheers, and he got his own TV show.
Well, good for him. I'm pretty happy for him.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592.
Good show.
I bet you most people do not know what Hunter is because it is not part of popular culture.
I bet you most.
Wasn't Connie Selica on Hunter?
I got no idea, Bob.
All right, we'll get into the Sixers and their mess coming up shortly. Let's go to our buddy Black Gritty in Glassboro. What's up, my man?
What up? First of all, Uncut Gems is one of the most stressful movies you can ever watch in your lifetime. Like, I watched in the theater. People got up and were pacing during the movie because it's so stressful. Like, if you've ever bet a dollar on anything, it will rip you apart to watch this movie. Like, it is an intense, stressful movie. Like, I highly suggest you go watch it if you haven't seen it. I know we got the West Wing on deck all day, but really go watch that movie. Like, it is palatable how powerful it is with the stress of gambling.
Okay.
Secondly, you know, at some point, can we just admit that we got lucky? Foles laughed out of the league. Our coach wrote a book called Fearless. Now he's writing this book called Jobless. Howie Roseman got lucky. We
That's
all
harsh.
Got lucky. We went a on a now. Run. We went on a run of a lifetime. Like, most of the people on that team were traded in and shuffled together, and we beat everyone. The knee bounced off the knee. Like, we were lucky. He didn't build a Super Bowl team.
That's not fair. I'm not giving you that.
Hold on.
You hold on 1 second. I'm going to give you that luck's involved in some of that for sure. Luck's always involved. But you can't take away the multi-year process. It was only two that Howie had regained power. But over some years, they had built a team. Yeah, they built a team. So,
again, 2 years, that small finite window. The quarterback
is
gone.
But it wasn't just those 2 years. Fletcher was drafted before that. Ertz was before that.
But let me finish talking because I only got 2 minutes.
What?
Okay, it's your show. You've been saying the same thing all day. This is how it is. We got lucky. Just like the Raiders got unlucky with the kick in the snow and the tuck rule and all that kind of stuff. And then it propelled him on to greatness. Well, guess what? Look at Mac Jones right now. That's a good system. That's good coaching. That's moving on from a world-famous quarterback and then progressing on.
Yeah.
We've got a guy who isn't the guy, and we don't want to admit it. It's okay. He's serviceable, but I just don't believe in Howie. You can believe in him all you want to, but for the record of our timehood here, we got lucky.
All right,
I got to
ask you a question. I want to ask you.
Ask me the question.
All right. Mac Jones or Devontae Smith, who would you rather have?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
I'm asking the question.
I mean, Mac Jones should have been the one pick. He like he's the number one pick in the draft. He's that good.
Look at him and look at Burrow. And for all the people to keep saying, well, it's only Hurts' 15th game. Okay. Well, look at those two guys.
Yeah.
And their progression. And Mac Jones started off 60s,
dude,
I don't know what.
And you know that's some pretty shit to call, man. You know that's my point on Hurts. I mean, all this talk, I just think people have been soft on Hurts. Look, he's got a dynamic skill set as far as running and that helps the running game when he doesn't because there's the threat that he could run. But he's a bad passing starting quarterback. He's bad. He's a bad passing quarterback.
We all just have to hope that he's able to develop the other areas of his game.
I agree with you.
And I don't think this is the right staff to do that. I don't think – there's no guarantee on any of these young quarterbacks.
Right.
I mean, who knows? I mean, Mac Jones could take a turn for the worse. I doubt it.
But part of my point,
John,
is...
But you do get a feeling pretty early on what sort of potential the guy has. I think Mac Jones, like, his ceiling is much higher than I ever could have expected.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is they're just putting him in great positions with great opportunities, with great plans every week. And... you can't say the same for this staff with Jalen.
Here's the thing I'll say on that, man. I don't know how much less they can put on Jalen Hurts' plate. I mean, they really make it pretty simple for him, and yet he still struggled. So I don't know what.
Well, that's the problem. They didn't make it simple enough in this last game.
They messed, but it wasn't.
And that was against a defense that was clearly prepared. For what we were going to try to do, which was get the ball to Devontae and Dallas Goedert.
Face the bad Giants.
Take those guys away.
Look, all I'm telling you is this. I'm gonna break it down.
And you're still trying to throw it.
I'm going to break it down real simple. If Jalen Hurts is coached by the Billy Belichick and the guy that, what's his name, McDaniel. If he's coached by that duo or Andy Reid or Bill Walsh, I still think he's going to be an unproductive passing quarterback in pro football. That's my honest opinion.
I agree right now.
So
we don't know that that's the case if they continue to grow him and develop him and he learns and progresses.
Well, I'm sort of projecting the future. I'm
locked in.
Yeah, I.
But no, you can project the future a lot more easily if we stay with this staff. Like that's a big part of my reasoning.
And you don't think
here.
They should? I know. I understand. All right, Sixers last night. To me, it kind of sums up the season. I mean, they won a game, but there was nothing inspiring about it. I mean, let me give you two headlines.
Oh, it's the opposite of inspiring.
It was, and there were boos coming in. And let me just give you – I wrote down two statements here about the Sixers. I'm just curious where you guys stand. And, by the way, for those that don't know, the Sixers just won game above 500, currently the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. Now, look, we all understand it has been a funky path because Joel Embiid missed eight games and other guys missed games. And, obviously, had he not and some of them not – instead of being 11-10, as they currently are, they'd be something better. Maybe it's 13-8. Maybe it's 14-7. I don't quite know what it would be, but they'd be better than 11-10. But here are two statements, John, I feel comfortable making after now, I guess it's been about a month and a half of Sixers basketball. Statement number one, they're just not that good. And statement number two, they're missing Ben Simmons. And they're both true. They're missing Ben Simmons. You can tell me all you want about how you don't want him on the team and you don't think it's fair to the other players to ask them to take him back on the team, and it's all a moot point unless he's willing to even be on the team, which is true. But I will not move off what I said at the beginning of the season, that in the absence of getting something back for him, they would be a lesser team without him. That as irritating as he is to all of us, he provided some value that helped them win games.
Well,
and
come
without
on, man.
That,
he's a max player. Like you're saying, like
John,
you,
there
you,
were a lot
you
of
are
people.
Without
there were,
a there max player.
There were a lot of people.
Yes,
you were one of them.
Course.
That told me they're
we
better
need
without
to
him.
Take that money and like replace.
Hold on, but don't backtrack on where you were. You were
with someone.
Hold on, that's not fair. I agree. They got to replace him with someone. We all agree with that. You and many people were telling me they would be better without him.
But they will be better without him.
They're not.
They're
not better without him.
So you want him back now? Like you think they'd be
I'll
better
still
if you
take
put him back.
Back
in there?
I'll still take him
no
back.
There's no way. Come on, that's unworkable.
Well, listen,
Ben Simmons on this team now.
Well,
come on, and
it's what
and
it is, man. It's what it is.
What it is Ben is wow. If he once could have aided this team in what defensively makes us a better
just,
defense.
Well, that is just
no.
He's another...
I don't agree. Like right now, the fact that really we've been able to play some good basketball in his complete absence. Like we are, yes, we've been struggling a little bit, and a big reason why is because Joel is struggling a little bit. He said himself that COVID really knocked him for a loop.
Oh, I mean, listen.
He is not right. Last night, you could see he's just not right. And coming back and playing as much as he did in that double overtime game, I mean, that set him back even further. Like, he is struggling big time.
I know he is.
If Joel would not be struggling the way that he is, I think we'd have a different view of this. To say that Ben Simmons is the reason that we're, you know,
but
right
here,
around 500.
But John, Here's what I tell you. I'm going to break it down another way, which we of all the times we've talked about Ben, I haven't probably made this point either enough or maybe at all. The impact on certain players. Danny Green and Tobias Harris, to the best of my eyes, what I see.
It's possible that Danny Green just can't play.
No, I agree. I think Danny Green is largely cooked, but I will say this. I don't see Danny Green and Tobias Harris getting as many open threes as they used to. I think Ben Simmons' ability to drive forcefully and with speed and quickness, created shots for other guys that I don't see happening as free. Listen, Tobias, let's be real, has not been as good this year as he was last year. He's not. It's not a massive drop-off, but he is not as good this year as he was last year. Danny Green clearly isn't. There is an
and
impact.
Tobias has been out. I mean, Tobias is just getting back into the swing of things.
I know, but
you've got Tyrese Maxey, who is just trying to figure out how to be the player he wants to be the player they need him to be, while balancing that with being a distributor of the basketball.
All right, I want to ask a question. James, it's a yes-no question to you. You can only answer yes or no. Are they missing Ben Simmons?
Yeah. But again, yes. But he can never play for the Sixers again. That's where you and I are complete. Like, yes, they would be a better team if Ben Simmons was on the court, but he can never play for the Sixers again, ever.
Okay, fair enough. 215-592-9494.
And I would rather have Tyrese as our point guard and then someone. I mean, we do need someone. We can't have Danny Green being
well, Danny Green's a starter. It's a disaster like, right now.
It's wow.
I mean, the guy's had a fantastic – it's Ryan Kerrigan. He's cooked. He's not cooked as much as Ryan Kerrigan.
I feel that way.
And listen, honestly, I feel kind of bad for a guy sometimes when I see him laboring at the end of a career trying to hang in there. Look, Danny Green knows he can't do what he used to do. I mean, the dude's like 35 or 36 playing a game where guys come in, man, dunking. It's incredible the athleticism of these young players. Incredible.
Look, if you put a serviceable player in there for Danny Green, I mean, just give us a forward and – I think a lot would be better, assuming Joel gets back to 100%. And Tobias, too. I mean, just let's get them both back into the swing of things. I think it'll look a lot different.
All right, to the phones. Reaction on the Sixers, everything we're talking about in addition to the Eagles as well. Let's go to Mike right now in New Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, let me get you off the speaker.
You got it, Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Mike.
What's up, dude?
I am angry. Yeah, I let yesterday go. I just couldn't even talk about that game yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, I told Jimmy off the air when I called. I punched a big dent in the door of my meat freezer.
Wow.
And two of my knuckles are now purple, but worth it.
By the way, Mike, just don't do that next time. That's not going to serve you well. I've done it. I know. It just doesn't.
For like 30 years, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
I get angry. I need to hit something. Okay. Sometimes it's a door. Sometimes it's a refrigerator. Yeah,
do what Rocky.
Hit not metal thing.
Yeah, do what Rocky would do, man. Go find that.
Yeah, go hit the slab.
That place burned down, I think, right?
I need a heavy
pillow,
bag.
Right?
What
something
I mean.
Like that.
A what? A pillow?
Hey, look, man.
Oh, a pillow's a good thing. Yeah, hit a pillow.
I love Mike Quick, and I'm going to.
Oh, his phone's zapping out. Say it again, Mike.
We're prepared. Because going into that game, we were running the ball and running it well. They couldn't stop the run. It's just happenstance that, and I'm not putting it all on Sirianni, all right? Because didn't 2 years ago Jeffrey Lurie come out and say he likes the big play?
Yeah.
He likes to throw the ball deep for the excitement.
Well, I don't think he said it for the excitement, but he believes in a passing game, as a lot of people
do. Yeah,
he
believes in the passing game.
Yeah.
And Sirianni's been coaching for a long time, and he comes from a family of coaches. I can't, in my mind, I can't believe that he looked at that and said, all right, let's keep on it. I know it's not working, but we'll get there.
Well,
no, I think it smells like Lurie.
It was, well, I know a lot of people believe that. Mike, give me a tearjerker.
I call it an audible for what I told Jimmy, man. This one was bad because I love pets. I love all my pets, especially dogs. Rudy came out a long time ago called Good Boy. I don't know if y'all seen it.
Good Boy. You got it. I have not seen that. Mike, appreciate it.
No.
By the way, James, I had Owen's name written down here.
Yes,
and realized
forgot to get his answer.
I forgot to get his answer.
The Green Mile, he called back.
The Green Mile. You know, I still got to see that.
Oh, wow. You haven't seen that?
Yeah, I'd like to see that. And that guy in that movie died, right? That
Michael Clark Duncan, yeah.
What did he
away.
Die of?
I don't know.
Because he was young.
Yeah, he was young. I don't know.
That was a shame, man. Really was. 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Ross Tucker at 12:45 today. Also, I've got a I'll be curious if John and James agree with me on this. I've got a double pet peeve on the same issue. Same issue. Double pet peeve. And we all see it every single week when we watch an Eagles game. I'll tell you what it is next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. So I have to still wait, kind of let it come in here and be that radio DJ guy. 94 WIP. When am I supposed to start talking, John? Is it after they...
You are talking.
Well, no, I said, when am I supposed to start talking?
You already are, though.
No, I am aware of it. I'm asking the question, when was I supposed... I mean, I'm just... You telling me the time, or did I do it right? I mean, we are a talk show. Hey, speaking
That's pretty good.
Speaking of talking, kind of bittersweet yesterday, I found. I don't know if you saw Tiger's remarks. So Tiger gave his first interview since the crash, which was a little under a year ago now. And he definitely has the goal to come back and play, but he was very clear, John, that it's he knows it's something he will never be able to do full-time again. Hmm. And Tiger was very clear that even in the hospital for those however long it was, and I don't know if he specified days or weeks after the crash, when it was obvious that he had lived and would continue to live, there was enormous concern that he was going to lose his leg. And, you know, of course, if he did, then you know, that's the end of the career, not to mention an altered life. So, you know, fortunately, they were able to salvage his leg. We've seen some clips of him, you know, hitting golf balls. But Tiger's quote yesterday in his first interview since it all went down, he said, "I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day. Never full-time ever again, but pick and choose like Mr. Hogan did." Ben Hogan had a crash in the 50s and came back and played a little bit. He said, "Pick and choose a few events a year and you play around that." So he's come to accept it. He went on to say, "You practice around that and you gear yourself up for that. I think that's how I'm going to have to play it from now on. It's an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality, and I understand it, and I accept it." Hmm. So at least Tiger's, you know, I don't know if the term is at peace, but at least he's got realization of just what the crash and new injury means. But Tiger, as we knew him as a golfer, I mean, basically what he's telling you is it's definitively over from that standpoint of achieving – you know, number one rankings, and I play a ton of events and all that stuff. He's telling you he can't do that. What'll be fascinating is if he can't play very effectively, even in the few events he plays in, will he choose to try, or will he just say that's it? I don't know. We'll see. But I'm glad that he's trying to come back to an extent. But it was also, I thought, kind of sad to hear. I mean, this is one of the greats of our lives, John, telling you he can't ever do it. He can't ever do it again like that. Which is not exactly a surprise, but it's the first declaration from him that he has said that.
Yeah, I don't count him out. It's going to be a pain.
Dude, he's telling you to count him out. I mean, he's telling you, count me out. That's basically
Not surprising.
Yeah, like, no, it's not.
It is not surprising.
It's just, it is what it is.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. It's okay. It was an amazing career.
It was an amazing career. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. That, John, compared to Nick Sirianni's career, you're thinking about zipping the coach after a year. Not sure that they should, but of the mindset that loss the other day brings back into focus something we talked a ton about in October, very little about in November, which is that maybe Sirianni's not the right guy to lead this team.
I want a great coach. I'm convinced, I was convinced again, that reminded, I guess, that Nick Sirianni is here more for what he'll agree to than, you know, his X's and O's and acumen as a football guy. And why is it that we have to sit and wait for our coach to improve and learn develop?
That does happen with first-year coaches.
You hire – when Jeffrey Lurie hired him, he said, you know, we're hiring you for the coach you're going to become.
Yeah.
That's
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crazy. You hire the best coach right now, and that would have been a different guy at the time. That would have been Josh McDaniels. You see what he's doing with that rookie quarterback. That could be happening with our rookie quarterback. He could be developed different player.
See,
granted,
but John, here's where I'll –
different player. Here's where I'm going to – you develop different methods.
Here's where I'm going to push back on you a bit, though, when you sort of criticize the first-year learning process, which drives me nuts also, but I will say this. When a team drafts a player – isn't the main point of drafting a player which player between this guy or that guy is going to be better over the span of his
career?
Yeah,
that's a player. That's a player.
Well, why wouldn't it be any different with a coach?
Because a coach is all about the here and now. It's about winning games. We don't. The NFL has proven that you don't want to sit around for 3 years. Yeah. And if you do have to sit around for 3 years, that guy's going to be gone anyway. It's not a patient league with coaches. Yes, somewhat more so with players. But I'm surprised that Nick Sirianni feels safe enough to go put that passing display on out there against the Giants.
I don't think it's about
team.
Safe. I think he just made a huge mistake. I don't think it's about feeling safe. I think he thought, hey, they think we're going to run, so we're going to pass. And by the way, we don't want to just run for 9 straight games. We want to put some tape out there that we can also pass. It failed. I think it was stupid, but I do think that was his mindset. We're going to try to do something different to fool them. Didn't work.
Look, I can't get around the fact that he went out there and did something other than what he knew,
what
he knew would work. Again, those first 15 plays, you plan them. You've installed them on Saturday night. You planned for that during the week. You know that you can run the ball down their throats and have success and get a nice lead. And instead, you tried to do something else. That's wrong.
All right, let's see where people
should not feel safe.
Where everyone stands on a 215-592-9494 is Sirianni's role in that Eagles loss, how they lost it in large part because of his absurdity in the first quarter and a half, abandoning a winning formula for a stupid losing formula. Is that another sign, another example of why he should not be the Eagles head coach in your mind next season? To the phones we go. Let's go to Pete. And also, I got a pet peeve coming up shortly. Pete in South Jersey. What's up, Pete?
Oh, guys, you're killing me. I think Sirianni is he's a work in progress. But if 3 quarters it's not working, you got 7 points. I mean, come on. You got to do something that you know works.
Well, he did. After about a quarter and a half, he started running the ball a ton. I mean, if you really look at the second half, they did not throw the ball much, Pete. They really didn't.
So let me throw something to you guys. How much – nobody said this. Maybe I'm wrong.
What?
How much do you think losing Jason Kelce in the second series of downs made a difference? He lost his field general. He didn't come back till the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they were actually running it during that phase. I'd have to look up exactly when Kelce got hurt, Pete.
Second series of downs in the first quarter.
Yeah, here to me is I think the – and I could be wrong on this, but I'm going to give you my guess of – an injury that influenced it. I think Jordan Howard not being there and Miles Sanders being the definitive starter, not co-starter guy thing. Like Miles Sanders is my lead back for this game. I think that led Sirianni from a game planning standpoint to choose to pass the ball more. I think it was a mistake because I think he should have viewed Miles and Boston Scott as co-leaders of the pack. But he didn't view it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And because he didn't view it that way, and because I honestly don't think he really trusts Miles Sanders, I really don't, I think he made the faulty decision. But I understand how he got here. Okay, we're going to pass the ball a lot. That's what I think happened.
I think one of the biggest turnovers, biggest things when Byron Scott fumbled that ball.
Well, that was huge. That was huge. That was huge.
It was horrendous.
Pete, give me a tearjerker movie.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Another different way to get there. It's about the father-son connection and baseball. Yeah. By the way, did he call – I might have heard him wrong. Did he call Boston Scott Byron Scott?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're back to the 80s Lakers shooting guard. Running the floor with Magic and Worthy. Bang! Jamming. Byron Scott had some great jams. Byron Scott also was probably one of the least covered players in NBA history. Because he was playing with Magic, Kareem, and James Worthy.
Yeah.
Who in the world is going to cover Byron Scott? Who was, a decent player, but my God, did he flourish with other people around him. Let's go to Malik in Mount Airy. What's up, Malik?
Not much. Long time no hear, guys.
Hey, listen.
Good to hear from you.
We're always here, man. That's up to you to call. We always like when you do.
Well, here's my thing. Okay. I've listened to you guys, and it's not just Sirianni. It's the person that put this team together. Okay, let's look at this. Last year, Do you think Justin Jefferson would have helped Carson Wentz or hurt Carson Wentz?
Of course he would have helped him.
Okay. If he's on this team, do you think he caught that ball on third down and fourth down? Of course. He'd have caught the – we wouldn't have had to worry about the Rager dropping the ball on the goal line because he'd have caught the first pass. He'd have been open, and he'd have been making plays. And, oh, that's right. Jalen Rager got 7 targets. And Devontae Smith got 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John, could you actually, is it part of your offensive plan to go to your playmakers away from them? I don't know. Maybe call me crazy, but I'm going to the best receiver on my team, not the third string wide receiver who shouldn't be on the field at all.
Yeah.
And he's proven it game after game after game.
Yep. Yeah.
And as far as the Sixers, dude, this is embarrassing.
Yeah,
literally, whether you like Ben Simmons or not, this team would probably be about 5 to 6 more wins better than they are right now if he's on the court. Is he probably a locker room cancer? I'm not even going to question. Yes, he probably is. Is he probably a cancer to the city of Philadelphia? I'm not going to question. He probably is, without question. But here's the problem. Do you take a locker room cancer to make your team better? And win, or do you say keep him off the team and lose? Because there's no reason with the only person on that team that has a real name as Terrence Ross that we lose, we win a game.
Dude, it's a joke. It's a joke. That Magic team is one of the worst teams. I mean, they're just horrible. They're just horrible.
In the league.
They are in the league. So bad. Malik, give me a tearjerker.
I got one for you. Rain Over Me with Don Cheadle and Adam Sandler.
All right, my man. You got it, Malik. Appreciate it. Also, a great what's that? The Who, right? That's the Who song? Spelled differently, I would assume. Mm-hmm. But
No, it's the same. It's R-E.
It's spelled the exact same
I-G-A-G-N. It's that rain, like a rain of
well
a king
done.
Or something.
Well, but at the Who, I think, wasn't it like O-er? Like O apostrophe E-R?
Oh, might be. I think you might be right.
I don't think it was over. Let me give you guys a pet peeve. I haven't given you a pet peeve in a while. You know, we all live life. Things irritate us. From time to time, I say that's worthy of me bringing the peeve to the light of the radio station. Every single game that we watch an Eagles game that's on Fox, which is almost all of them, unless they're on CBS or Thursday or Monday Night Football, I mean, I've told you a million times, and I think you guys agree, the announcing has gone backwards in pro football and all that. But that's not my point this time. I've made that point enough. I think people mostly agree with me. But we always see this stupid promo. I don't even pay attention to it. But we always see this promo once or twice a game about Win Terry's money, right? You guys,
oh, yeah, sure.
James, you've seen the promo Win Terry's money, right? I mean, you've seen when we
watch
these.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Win Terry's promo, right? Win Terry's money. So here's my issue with that promo, is that first off, it was Win Ben Stein's money. It's such a ripoff of something from 20 years ago. It's beyond absurd what a ripoff it is. The second thing is, it's not even Terry Bradshaw's money. It's not his money. It was fun and creative when that Win Ben Stein's money thing happened 25 years ago. Cool concept. Ben Stein, you can win his money. It's not his money, but nobody cared. It was unique. It was creative. It was different. People kind of got into it. Oh, win Ben Stein's money. And that show was probably on for 5 or 6 years. Win Terry's money, number one, the peeve number one is it's a stupid ripoff. Peeve number two, it's not even his money.
Yeah, don't care about either of these peeves,
so,
man. This
but
is
James,
like really,
every single
who cares
Eagles,
if it's his money?
It's a waste of my 30 seconds.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't
it's
need to
be a promo for something. Who cares?
Promo something that's legitimate. James,
but it is for the people who want to win Terry's money.
But it's not his money.
Who cares if it's
I
his
care.
Money?
I care. It's false advertising.
This is really weird.
Is it
man.
His money?
Well,
is it,
you didn't
is it
care
his money?
That it was not Ben Stein.
Yeah, it wasn't
no,
Ben Stein.
No, I didn't.
That it's not
because
Terry.
Here's the deal. That's the rule of when you're first to the plate, you
so
get
weird.
Grandfathered in.
This
when
is
you
really
are the ripoff,
piece,
when you are second to the plate, you're out of here.
Like the fact
no.
that you even think
dude,
about
dude, because every single
insane.
Eagles game, I got to see Win Terry's money. It's not his money. And it's
I
a ripoff.
I don't care.
It's a ripoff.
I don't care.
I care.
Who cares?
All right, let's make a movie called Field of Ice. Field of Ice.
This is so ridiculous.
Let's make a movie called Baseball Dreams. Just rip off everything in life.
Dude,
there are certain
things in life. First of all, everything does get ripped off. What are you talking
about?
But
this
everything's a remake of something.
But
or
this is too obvious.
I mean, like there are like 8 million Archie Bunkers from Homer Simpson to Eric Cartman to whatever. I mean, what are we talking about?
I'm talking about I don't like having 30 seconds of my life wasted every Eagles
game.
Yeah,
this is a ridiculous
All right,
game.
Let's go to the phones.
All time.
I think people out there agree with me.
215-238-4500 times yours.
What's the point? What's the point of winning Terry's money when it's not his money? It's not even his idea. Wasn't
Who
even...
cares?
I care.
You're the only one.
I'm pretty
Honestly,
sure you are the
I think
only
there's
one.
A decent chance you're the only person.
I think I can get some support here on the phone lines. Let's go to phones.
I hope you can.
Let's talk to Mike right now. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing today?
Mike.
Last
well,
time
Mike.
I talked to you, we were talking about Jamar Chase and Micah Parsons. I told you I loved both of them
yep.
in the draft.
Yep.
You agreed with Jamar Chase. You did not like Micah Parsons as much as I did. You thought he was a good athlete, but you worried about his, I guess, off-the-field antics.
I sure
but,
did.
But I want to point out, I agree with Joe completely on Sirianni. This is laughable that you would even call this guy a coach. I mean, his plays are horrendous. I mean, it's hard to watch how these plays develop. I don't think this guy has more than 5 or 6 plays in his playbook, number one. And if you gave him a grade on developing a quarterback and receiving court, he would get an F, absolutely. And you could break Jalen Hurts' development into 5-3 parts. Under Doug Peterson, throwing for 300 yards. The first half of the season this year, well, why don't we pass 40 times a game and show how he can fail? And now they've turned him into a Lamar Jackson, say, let's go out there and break his leg.
Well, Mike, first off, they're not saying go out there and break his legs. They're saying let's go out there and try to win the only way we can, which is Lamar Jackson, except for when they reverted and passed the ball in the first half, which was stupid. Mike, the only way this team can win with Jalen Hurts right now, at this stage of his development, which is largely undeveloped, the only way they can win is to run a Lamar Jackson-style offense. So don't view it as a negative if the coach does it. He's just trying to win games. He just wasted a quarter and a half on Sunday.
But is our receiving core developing?
No.
Well, one guy is, and I think the rest are not.
One guy is? I would hardly call 4 targets in a game and 30 yards.
But Devontae Smith's a good player, and I think he's going to be better next year.
But he was a great route runner coming out of Alabama.
They're destroying his confidence.
No, they're not.
And he could end up a bust because of Sirianni.
Mike, you're an extreme example of an extreme reactor.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do they go after Jalen Hurts?
What do you mean, where did they go after him?
But if he fails as – we don't know where he is in his development.
They're going to need a new quarterback.
This is a lost year, then, basically.
It's not a lost year.
There were gains. What are the gains?
Well, the gain is they've developed a tremendous offensive line. They might have
I think maybe you determined that Nick Sirianni can't be the coach.
I mean,
lost in that respect.
I think it's fair to say that he inherited a good offensive line.
No, I don't buy that at all, Mike.
Oh, he developed that.
Mike, first off, you're driving me nuts talking so much. Driscoll was nothing. He became a pretty good player. Mailata was a guy that was a backup until Jason Peters was finally off the stage. The Dickerson kid wasn't here. So don't give me, this is not the offensive line of 2017. 2 of the 5 guys are, 3 are not. So let's not act like this is not a new offensive line. Come on.
Okay, but I would hardly say that Sirianni developed that offensive line. That would be a real reach.
All right, Mike, give me a tearjerker.
Jeff Stoutland.
Turner and Hooch.
You got it, buddy. I wasn't claiming that Sirianni developed the offensive line. That caller was in left field. He was in left field.
No, I thought he had a lot of good points.
Because it was all extreme. Let's fire everybody. Everything stinks. Everything doesn't stink.
No, he didn't say that. He said Nick Sirianni's doing a bad job developing. He's right.
Do you feel like this
offense is, I don't know, has evolving room to grow? Like, I worry right now that Jalen Hurts is stagnating.
Jalen Hurts is not good at passing the football.
Right, and it's his job as the offensive coordinator to teach him
tell Howie after the season, hey, I did the best I could with this guy. This guy's got to go.
I just don't know how you could trust him to make that evaluation.
John, Hurts is hurting Sirianni. Sirianni looks worse than he actually is because Hurts makes the offense look.
That's the way you felt about Carson Wentz hurting Doug Peterson.
Oh, no question it hurt Doug.
Carson Wentz, you know, now looks like, you know, when he's aided properly by a run
he
game.
He looks better. Yeah, he does.
He looks much better.
He does look better.
He doesn't actually have a chance to be a playoff.
Yeah, I don't think he looks good, but he looks better. Yeah. I agree with that. I expected Carson to play better this year. I'm not going to tell you that the Colts have a world beater at quarterback. To me, he's just still a guy. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Ross Tucker's thoughts on all this. We'll talk to Ross next on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.